All right, this is Jay Remy here with the eighth episode of Spiritual Empowerment Personal Sovereignty, a podcast series that is here to help empower you and help you rediscover your personal sovereignty, which is a birthright that has been hidden from you by the powers that shouldn't be. The purpose of this podcast is to inspire you to go out and make a difference in the world and in your life as well, along with other various different topics I will get into that's related to this, along with my personal feelings about certain things and that goes on in the world and within my own self. You can find my website at theinconvenienceofawareness.wordpress.com, and there's my you'll find my YouTube page as well. All these links to my YouTube page and my WordPress blog, they're all in the link. So, or more so, if you're watching it on Blog Talk, it's in the links to the website and the YouTube pages in the description. I'm known as the Lone Observer on YouTube as well, which is what I go by. All right, today on this podcast episode, I decided that I'm going to tie in with last week. Not last week. I mean, a few days ago, because I did this. I talked about this a few days ago. I want to tie in with when we talk about how we have to detach from the drama of what's going on around us and in this world and not get so absorbed into it. I'm going to actually tie in with talking about detaching and weaning yourself from this matrix of control. In other words, withdrawing from the system. Because of the fact that we need to, a lot of people want to say they want to change the system. They want to make a difference. But actually, one of the best ways of doing it is by detaching yourself and weaning yourself from its mechanisms and its aspects, or doing any, or trying your best to not do any activity that gives power to the system. But before I get further into that, I want to point out how not a lot of people out there are talking about actually withdrawing from the system and actually wanting, or actually going out and actually desiring to completely change it. Most people either, they don't really talk about this, or they want to talk about going back to, well, they want to go back to a more primitive version of the system. And I talk about the consequences of that. And it's just the fact that people talk about these things, either talk, shows how either people or all they know is their own enslavement, and along with the fact they lack imagination. Or maybe we're dealing with controlled opposition. I don't know. I'm not going to accuse anyone of anything. But it's just that I'm really am tired of how there's not enough people out there speaking and saying that we need to get out of this matrix of control. We need to start withdrawing from the system if we're going to actually make a real significant difference. I'm not saying that you need to run away from all what's going on. Don't get the wrong idea. I'm just saying that we need to, many of us still have to be here to help others detach from the system. And if it's not that, you need to, if it's to change, to help change the world. What I'm trying to point out is that this goes into the whole, back to the, what I say about being in the world, but not of it. Be in the world to make a change, but not be of it. Not get caught up and sucked into the system, along with getting so absorbed in the drama of it. It's just a lot of people or just don't have the courage to speak about this topic I'm going to get further into. Because a lot of these things are what many people won't do, but we need to still actually point it out anyway, regardless of what the reaction may be. I mean, I don't see much controversy in talking about it. It's just, I guess, it's not a popular subject for one reason or the other. I mean, this system that we're in, this social economic paradigm, this how this reality works, everything that involved, everything negative about this reality, it's just, it's there, of course, to enslave you, but it's more to do with the fact that it's a system of limit. We live in a world of limitation and monotony, along with the fact that it's the undisputed master of killing the imagination within. Many people actually have these imaginary, imagine all these things. They want to actually imagine a better world. They actually have ideas for technology and whatnot. But what happens is that when they actually are able to manifest that through their imagination, it gets taken away from them. They get silent. It silences you. I mean, that's how the system works. And the people who are actually who run, who are a part of the system, particularly the ones who are willing to actually blindly follow the orders of their slave masters. They're the ones who are help kill the imagination of various individuals out there, ranging from children to adults who actually come up with ideas and technologies that are actually going to get us out of this. It's very unfortunate because I keep saying that this system is just so dry. It's so boring. It's so monotony. I mean, I can't believe people don't see this. But I guess because of the fact that a lot of people are so caught up in a lot of the artificial nonsense that's a part of this system, the distractions. You know, more people care more about who's playing who and what sport or some celebrity based nonsense on TV, along with actually getting lost in alcohol and drugs. That's all most people care about. They're so absorbed in all these things. They're so absorbed in their own survival to the point where they don't think of anything else because they have been fooled into believing that this is all there is to life. Life is just about trying to survive at all costs. People have bought into this Darwinistic scam and this Darwinistic lie. And the religionist has bought into the idea that, you know, you have to, that life is about preparing for the afterlife. That's another trap. Then they're going to be so disappointed when they realize that wasn't really it. Especially to a lot of the people who are stuck in the cycle of reincarnation in this matrix-like system. You know, they're told, oh, I'm sorry, you're not worthy to enter the kingdom. You got to go back down there. I'm sorry. Oh, you know, it's all trickery. It's all trickery. I'm telling you, it's just. A lot of these people have been duped into actually thinking that life is a certain way. It isn't. Life originally was supposed to be about having an experience. But really, what it's about is... Oh, excuse me. Anyways, like I said, I got interrupted by this train coming through here. But like I said, life originally is supposed to be about having an experience, right? But it's got hijacked, and because of this, we got all this drama. And we aren't supposed to live this way. You wonder why a lot of people out there have a natural inclination towards not wanting to even be a part of this system in the first place. What do you hear stories about how people don't want to, quote unquote, get a job or want to go to school and all these things? So the fact that this is all enslavement. I'm not saying people should be lazy and not do anything. Don't get the wrong idea. Because it's always all about working for a cause. It's all about work busting your ass for a cause. I get that. I'm just saying that a lot of the work people do in the society is really enriching someone. Ultimately, it's enriching someone else while you get a tiny piece of someone else's own pie in exchange of actually not starving to death in the cold in the streets. What is that? Is that life? Is that life? No, it's not life. That's not the true essence of what life's supposed to be. But since humanity is in such a bad spot, that's how it is. Along with the fact that the powers that shouldn't be wanted that way, so they can control us and they can continue to harvest our energy, particularly the non-physical entities behind the scenes, which is a whole nother story. But that's not life. And as long as I'm here on this planet, I'm going to do my damn best to help change that by actually talking about this and inspiring others to go out there and help make a change as well. Because I'm not going to stand around and actually let this reality dictate to me what's up. I'm going to dictate to it what is. Anyways, back on topic. Like I said, we need to stop supporting this system. This social economic paradigm of the way the world is in general. We need to stop supporting it. We need to stop trying to reform it. We need to destroy this and rebuild something completely new, something based in universal law, based in real, true, spiritual, holistic principles that actually transcends cultural and societal norms. That's what we need to do. Because this system was never built for sovereign human beings. They're built for slaves, or been built for sovereign individuals who have been fooled into thinking they have to be slaves to something, or someone, or a group. We need to destroy what enslaves and limits. That's what it's really all about. I'm sick and tired of how a lot of people out there think that we need to somehow reform the system. How many times have this system been reformed? Honest question. How many times? You can get reforming all you want. All you're doing is just putting a smiley face on something that's dark and evil. Now, I mean an innocent smiley face, by the way. So a lot of people need to understand that you need that the dialects that you have been given, the so-called solutions that you've been given, are not the answers, because they're based in enslavement and are based in actually limiting your imagination, your creativity, and your truth, and your personal sovereignty. If you're a sovereign being, you will not support this system, no matter what. It doesn't matter. There's no such thing as a lesser evil, because guess what? Evil is evil. I'm sorry. Evil is evil. And a lot of people are going to go and try to disagree with me, but I don't care. You can disagree with all you want, because quite frankly, I'm not here to convince. I'm here to just express my soul, my passion. That's what I'm here for. And I'm going to, like I said, if as long as I'm on this planet, I'm going to go out with a bang by actually saying what people don't want to hear. Oh, some people do want to hear this. I get it. Yeah, but there's someone out there going to go, oh, what? One of these people who actually think that voting still makes a difference, that we still need masters and we still need to be enslaved because that's all we can aspire to, because people lack imagination in any real sense and don't understand how universal law works and so forth, and the fact that controlling others is not the right thing. The idea of stealing and taking from others and trying to control other people in the name of the common good is not a good thing. That's wrong. It's wrong. The idea of stealing, like I said, don't make me use the analogy like I did on my blog when I talked about taxation, about a convenience store robber who robs a convenience store, then gives that money to someone out in the streets who's starving. I mean, two wrongs don't make a right here. I mean, like I said, what else? Hold on, I have to take a look at my notes here. I'm sorry, my outline. Yeah, and this is what it also comes down to. What really also frustrates me here is how, since most people don't know better, like I said, and the fact that there's this thing that no one talks about. Nobody talks about. Practically almost nobody talks about this little thing. You know what it's called? It's called self-ownership. That's what it's about. The lack of self-ownership. Most people have no sense of self-ownership. And this goes back to how most people want to be ruled, because of the fact they don't know better. They have been conditioned since they were children by this control system. This is around the world, by the way, that they need a master because of the fact you don't know better. Because the meme is, you're dumb, you're stupid, and you need someone to rule over you. That's the attitude. And people buy into that. They're thinking that, yeah, okay. And... it's just, people need to actually transcend that, because inherently you're not stupid, you're not dumb, and you're better than that. You are a being capable of all this oh my god, sorry, is that stupid train again? But like I said, you are a being that's capable of a lot. You are an infinity being that's inside a body. Or living in a fidelity reality. And a lot of people need to understand that you're not dumb. You don't deserve to be ruled and controlled by other people inherently. Because I keep talking about how human beings are neither inherently good or evil, they're just programmed. But anyways, like I said, it's funny how I even say this, because it's just the conditions that manifest around us. A lot of people unfortunately are ignorant and dumb. And it's not because of the fact that they're inherently this way. It's because they've been programmed into being this way by the environment around them. And like I said, it goes back. And all this also goes back to parenting. Because parenting is a vicious cycle. How a lot of people are going to be parent. A lot of people are going to raise their children the same way they have been raised, for the most part. And like I said, it's a vicious cycle. And I'm trying to figure out. That's why I'm still trying to figure out, how is humanity going to make this leap, this change, this awakening, if people are still stuck in this vicious cycle that we're in. And this also goes back to the fact that as much as many people don't want to, since they're attached to the system, it has to collapse. This system has to collapse because this is the only opportunity we're going to get in a really, really long time to actually make a real, true change. It's just that the majority of individuals on this planet have no idea what's going to happen. They just have no clue what's going on or what's happening, and nor do they even want to move into a new system like this because they're attached to this old one, despite their complaints. Or they want to go back to a more primitive form because of the fact that that's what they resonate with. It amazes me how, like I said, this collective system is a collaboration of collective consciousness. The collective consciousness, they want this, they got it, yet they complain about it. Ain't that, because a lot of people don't want to be responsible for what they collectively create in reality. They don't believe that they have any collective say or input of how they create their own reality. A lot of people don't even believe they create their own reality because most people on this planet, like I said, have a philosophical materialist or atheistic worldview or a escapist attitude about reality based on the religious belief system that has been given to them. It's a shame. That's why I'm thinking about certain theories here. But like I said, at the end of the day, what it comes down to is the false fact that most people just want to be happy slaves instead of being no slaves at all. Anyways, I'm thinking about theories here of what's going to happen. I mean, you hear about a timeline split, or there's going to be a split between people who are wanting this change and people who don't. I don't know what's really going to happen because if you want to be down to earth about it, we're probably going to be stuck with all these people who don't want the system to change. I don't know. Or something's going to force it to change. And it's either you're going to have to adapt or, you know, get out of here and go somewhere else and have a similar experience that you love so much based on limitation, fear, chaos, suffering, monotony, and life just not being overall fun. Because of how things are in this reality. How this reality is not catered to people like myself. You get what I'm talking about. And let's go back to the fact that people complain about the system. Yet, a lot of people don't want to take personal responsibility to change it. And personal responsibility for the fact that they have contributed to it in some shape or form. Whether they believe in the religion called authority or anything else similar. Or they actually... I don't know, or various other activities that you do that aids the system, or they contribute to the drama in this world, and they just do things that are just so counterproductive to actually making any real change. Because most people say they want freedom, but they don't understand that the price of freedom is you maintaining it, and you following universal law principles, because if you don't live your life based on the idea of not trying to harm another individual, you're not going to get no freedom. You're going to get suffering and chaos like right now. Many people just want the dessert without having to actually earn their way to the dessert, if you know what I mean. Majority of people just don't want to take personal responsibility for what they create in this world. Because you do create in this world, but a lot of people don't know that, or they don't care, or don't want to believe. They think that, oh, it's BS, what are you talking about? You know, I just do what I do. I don't know what you're talking about, because I'm an ignoramus. You know, that mentality. And this is also something else that a lot of people don't want to hear. And that is the fact that consent plays a huge role in why the system is still alive. And you actually withdrawing from the matrix or this control system in general. Excuse me. Consent is a big thing because it doesn't matter. If you consent to something, whether you don't want to consent or not, you're still consenting. I'm sorry, but that's the reason why the powers that shouldn't be have gotten away with what they have gotten away with for so long. Because of the fact that you have consented to their system, you have signed their contracts. Whether it be on a soul level or a physical level, you're signing contracts all the time and agreements. Once you do that, once you agree to that, that's it. There's not going to be any real repercussions on them because of the fact you have agreed to agree to this system. And that's what a lot of people don't understand. Along with the fact they also found ways of getting away with this through actually getting other people to do their dirty work for them as well. You know, people, you know, the people who actually are willing to do this thing called order following. Get them to do that. Get them, the ones who believe that there's someone that it hired, this belief, this illusion that someone's higher than them, which is the most ridiculous thing out in the world. I don't acknowledge anyone higher than me or anyone else because we're all on the same level. I don't care who you are, what you do. I don't care what your how many degrees you have. I don't care how intellectual you are, or how spiritual you are. You're not better than me. You're not better than anyone else. You may be at different. You may have different. You know more than other people when it comes to certain things, but that doesn't make you better than someone else. Don't fall into that egotistical trap. Because it doesn't play with me. And I don't respect people who actually think that's a cool thing. They think that this idea of the guru or this looking up to the guru or the authority figure. You gotta one size fits all, this nonsense. Which is also a part of the system. And detaching yourself from the system is getting out of this guru mindset that you need to actually follow the guru. It's one thing to actually take your information from a collection of sources and processing in mind, then making your own decisions, how you feel you should live. At least live within the they're not confines or boundaries, healthy boundaries. Live within the boundaries of universal law, which is actually based on universal law based on how we create this reality and co-create it as well. That's what I mean. Because of the fact that your negative creations, your negative manifestations is going to bring about suffering. Around everyone and around yourself, ultimately, because it's going to ultimately come back to you sooner or later. Like I said, it could be anywhere from minutes all the way to thousands of years later. It will just come smacking the face out of nowhere. No one actually can't escape how you manifest reality. A lot of people think they can, but you can't. And they learn how to learn it the hard way all over and over and over and over again. And also, like I pointed out before, that we need to not become so attached to what is going on. You got to acknowledge what is going on, but at the same time, not become so attached that you let it bring you down. And you become so invested in it. Because that's another trap that's going to bring down your vibration, bring yourself down. And it's just going to make it hard. It's just, you don't want to be down on a lower vibration. You don't want that. You want to try to keep yourself up. It's hard to keep myself up because of the fact that I get run down by this system. Living in the world where I wake up in the morning, I say to myself, oh no, it's morning time. Oh, I don't want to get out of bed. And I end up sleeping into noon or one in the daytime because I do not want to be, I don't even like being in this plane of existence. To the point where I even decide to take days where I just sleep in late. I mean, at one point in time, I was sleeping until at least 4 in a day. So I'm just tired of being in this reality. I'm just sick and fed up with how this reality works and everything around it. I actually have days where I wake up, and like I said, it's terrible. I have to realize that I have to keep myself up. I can't fall into this, I don't even know if it's depression. It's more like this, I'd rather be elsewhere. Fortunately, I use my imagination to cope with it by imagining myself in that idea of reality right now, or more so that idea world. Where all these fun things are going on and things are going my way. You know, that's what I do. But personally, me and anyone else, we have to not get run down by this system. It's hard being, like I said, I talk about not being of the world, but man, it's hard to be in it as well. It's hard. And I say you got to be in it, but it's hard to be in it. But we got to keep pressing forward no matter what. As tough as it is. Some solutions. These are not a real realistic solutions. These are just some kind of ideas that I can think of. Because I really am I have no right to talk about these other solutions I was thinking of too much. I really don't want to talk much about these solutions because I cannot actually go be really radical because of the fact that I still have to be here enough to actually help to actually have people hear my voice. Anyways, there's some solutions. For example, finding work if you can where you won't be taxed, or living below taxable income if possible. if you're single and you live by yourself, which is what I do. Well, right now I'm single. I'm not in a relationship. Never have been in a relationship at this time. I mean, it's nothing to do with, and that has nothing to do with what I've done wrong. It's just that throughout my whole entire life, I've chose to stay single because various different circumstances and what ifs that I didn't want to get into. And I said to myself, if I'm getting into a relationship, it has to be worth it. Because like I said, a relationship, it has to be worth it. If it isn't, no. But anyways, like I said, if you're like me, that you're going to have to, if you're still paying taxes, all to say is that, yeah, taxes are very interesting because of the fact that taxes is what's funding your enslavement and is what's funding all this chaos around the world. This extortion money called taxation. A lot of people are talking about, well, we needed to build the roads. Yeah, it's destroying more roads in other countries than it is building here, than it's building. I mean, taxes are the reason why we're in a mess we're in now. It's why all this suffering has been made possible. Why there's a migrant crisis. Because that money had to go somewhere to bomb the homes of these migrants and actually killing off their family members and so forth, which is the reason why they're coming to a neighborhood near you. I mean, your taxation is a form of consent. You're consenting through your tax money. And taxes is something that's really hard to get around because this isn't a whole lot of work out there you can do where you can get around it. Whether it be under the table, freelance work, or actually living below taxable income. Like I said, a lot of people don't have the ability to do it. But I'm just throwing around these solutions because I'm thinking if you can't get it, I mean, like I said, the best you can do is try to find ways of not contributing to the system as much. Even means I'm not having to make as much money or just make enough. Because the less you make, the less that they will take out when it comes to tax money. That's the reason why I say you may have to not make as much. Something like that. Sometimes you might make more than you need. If you're doing something, if you found some avenue where you're getting all this revenue, well, that's not taxable. That's great if you found that revenue. Congratulations. But most people don't have that opportunity. Learning to become more self-reliant. Like I said, people need to not look to someone, an external force, or look to government to try to help you. You got to find ways of being self-reliant. Trying to find ways to be more independent. Learn. If you don't know, learn. Like I said, if you don't know anything, learn. Learn, learn, learn. Be more self-reliant. Don't depend on other people. Depend on yourself. And it goes back into, and this whole thing goes back to self-ownership in general and embracing self-ownership. Also, actually live a life that's based in anti-consumerism, whereas that you're not consuming and buying things you don't need. That's one way of withdrawing or at least weaning yourself from this matrix of control. That's another way. Well, actually, not buying into consumerism. Don't buy things just because, but it's on sale. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. But Mike, because of the question is, do you actually need that thing that's on sale? Do you need that item that's on sale? Then no. Then you have no business actually getting it. Because there's a lot of people out there who buy all these things and they create all these attachments as a result. And secondly, make sure you're not living in debt as well. Because if you're living in debt, you're deep in the system. You are completely deep in the system. You are mud deep. Because of the fact that you're feeding it. You're feeding the ones who control the system if you're in debt. Please, don't get yourself in debt. If you are in debt, find a way out as fast as possible. Or get out. That's more reason to probably get out. Or make yourself go Inito or something. I think that's the name, Inito. But yeah, I think I'm mispronouncing that word, but whatever. And there's more radical solutions. For example, one of them, and the only one I'm going to list, is getting off the grid altogether. But like I said, I'm not interested in that because quite honestly I didn't come to this planet to just try to survive it out. That's not a part of the deal for me, to just survive it or to actually try to live in the wilderness and all that, and god forbid I do that. I mean, I didn't come here to play those games, and I have to actually be within the system to help others as much as I don't like being in the system. I mean, off the grid to me is not really much of a solution because I'm thinking, so you get the boring old wilderness yeah, I get a lot of nature, a lot of meditation time. Cool, but, you know, get even more boring drab. Wonderful. Because to me, this planet is a boring place overall, regardless if there's a control system in place or not. And yes, I know, some of these solutions I listed are pretty damn crappy. I mean, but I can't really think of anything right now. But those are the things that I can think of personally, because I'm no expert in this whole thing. But like I said, you got to detach yourself from the system in many as much as you can. No one's perfect. It depends on their situation as well. That's what counts the most. And that's it for today. That's the episode. I try to do the minimum. My minimum is 30 minutes. I mean, I go over sometimes, but the minimum I try to do is 30 minutes. And no less, because this is probably one of the shortest podcast series out there. 30 minutes, and usually sometimes I will go over whatever because of the fact that I can't run my mouth all day. In this episode, quite honestly, I'm not really satisfied with this episode, but hey, it's the best I can do, and I have to just put these things down because I've made good points. The next thing I might talk about, let's see here. I need to really have my notes out when I'm actually listing what the next episode may be. I have a bad habit of not doing that. Okay, the next episode, I'm going to really, really do something. I'm going to really start talking about some really controversial stuff. I'm going to talk about some of the most dangerous yet most dominant attitudes people have on this planet. I'm going to talk about moral relativism, solipsism, nihilism, and religious dogmatic thinking. I'm going to get into how these things are actually the number one reasons why people are in the way they are and why their mindsets are so messed up. And this episode is going to be one of my more controversial ones, so you better be ready for that. You better buckle up. This is going to be one episode where I'm going to really rip into these things. Because these are the things that are holding people back and holding them from really embracing their true personal sovereignty. It's going to keep you all messed up if you embrace one of these things I just listed when it comes to what I'm going to talk about soon, within 2 to 3 days from now. So that's it. I'm Jay Remy, a.k.a. The Lone Observer. And that's it for today. And if in the meantime, if you want to listen to more of my stuff, you can go to my YouTube page or you can read my blog. Until then, that's it. I'm done. I'm out of here.